again, thank you all for all the support and all you all have done. It's been a lot of hard work by a lot of people. Thank you.
Republicans in Macon County were celebrating the passage of 4 out of the 6 constitutional amendments on the ballot. The 2 amendments that failed would have limited the governor's power to structure the state elections board and appoint judges. On Wednesday, the past 5 North Carolina governors thanked citizens for preserving checks and balances. Republican State Representative Kevin Corbin is excited that 4 amendments, hunter's rights, a voter photo ID requirement, a lower state income tax rate cap, and a victim's rights law known as Marcy's Law, were added to the state constitution.
And I was for all 6 of them, voted to put them on the ballot, felt like they were worthy of the folks having a chance to vote. I was really pleased the voter ID passed by as much as it did.
North Carolina now joins 17 other states with voter ID laws. It wasn't the only state with Marcy's Law on the ballot this election. 5 other states, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Alabama, and Oklahoma, also okayed versions of the law. Forbes reports, billionaire co-founder of Broadcom Henry Nichols funneled almost $72 million into campaigns for the amendments in all states. The law is named after his sister, who was killed in 1983. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.